You think I'm like, I don't care, I'm fabulous.
Twatsicle said you might want to be Mary Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler Moore is definitely one. I would love to be. I would love to be on a Golden Girls reboot.
I want to see Three's Company starring the cast of Pot is My Co-Pilot, where Fatty plays Mr. Roper. That is what I want to see. Where is that show?
Mr. Furley. That way he's got to wander
with
around with his ascot on.
Yeah.
With his ascot. Because you know he's got a bunch of hankies that he could pull from every week. So, all right. So you want to be on Three's Company.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
That is what I want to see.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2814. WFO for Thursday, the 8th of November, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my hump day and maybe a little bit about my reunion. Hello, 78ers. Big Fatty, that's the old gal's age. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you 78ers, because y'all, 40 years ago, Big Fatty graduated from college. And y'all, this weekend is my big 40th college reunion, and y'all, it all starts later today, and y'all, I'll tell you about it. Yes, Big Fatty, if you can remember. Well, there's a little more truth to that than you know. Yes, Big Fatty. See y'all today y'all, it's that time of year when all that Valentine fucking is paying off. Yes, Big Fatty. It's your birthday and you're special too. Big Fatty, y'all, today we have not one. Hey, Big Fatty, can you stay awake? I'm afraid, y'all, that's the thing I'm worried about with this reunion as much as anything is just being ready to go to bed at right after the final Jeopardy. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, today we have not one but two, I say, chew celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one I've met numerous times. Down there at the Gaudet's, and Dr. Stone compared him to a celebrity, and I don't remember was it Andy Warhol or I don't know, but y'all, he is the homosexual lover of Guru Nudie from Tampa. Yes, Big Fatty, it's Lover Man. And yes, Big Fatty, and Dr. Stone, call in and let me know who you compared him to. I don't recall, but y'all, then our second, by the way, Guru Nudie has unsubscribed. Yes, Big Fatty, he finally came to his senses. Y'all, but someone who has not come to their senses, y'all, he is up there in the penis Slivania. Y'all, it's none other than Randy. Randy from the penis Slivania. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Randy from the penis Slivania. And y'all, he goes on the homosexual cruises and all that kind of stuff too, and y'all, just a sweetheart. We hear from him every now and then. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, if you see Guru Nudie or Lover Man, you know that's his homosexual lover, or Randy in the penis Slivania on the 20th or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old pizza cake. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday to you.
Alex LaFelle has not communicated with you after you became a creeper and invited him to settle the special chat.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Big Fatty. Let's just say, Tuesday evening, y'all, it was all about the election, watching the election results and all. I did do an evening nipple walk, got it in, and y'all, I made my ham solid. Now I know that Brian in the Danbury has asked me for the ham a solid recipe, and I think I've given it, but I'm just going to do a quickie reminder here in case some of the rest of you would like to make some ham solid.
It's recipe recommendation time. It's recipe recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and enjoy a recipe from Big Fatty or one of his chef listening friends. It's recipe recommendation time. Hey, cook up a storm.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Digger from up there in the Chicago's. Y'all, you know, he's been out visiting Walnut Hills. And, y'all, I don't know if he got food poisoning or not, but he's been very quiet on the Twitty. Maybe he had to have his stomach pumped. Beep! Fatty, you're going to get in trouble. Stay in trouble. Anyway, Digger, thank you for that totally original. Never heard before a bumper. We just love it. Anyway, y'all, as far as the ham solid goes, y'all, you just get a hunk of ham and you grind it up in your ham grinder. Big Fatty, everybody has a ham grinder. Yes, Big Fatty, is that an app on the cellular telephonic device? No. You do that, and y'all, then all I do is I add yellow mustard and Worcestershire sauce to it, and just mix it all together, and that's all I do to it. Now, if you want it to be a little creamy or mayonnaise-ish, stir in a little bit of sour cream if you want to, and, you know, you can add chopped up celery if you want to put a filler in there. Or something like that, or whatever you want to stir in there. But y'all, it does not have the mayonnaise in it, and so it doesn't have that taste. The mayonnaise is just taste. Anyway, y'all, it's kind of perky with the yellow mustard and the Worcestershire sauce with that. But y'all, so I made that while the election, watching the election results and everything. And y'all, I ended up going to bed about 11 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, I was tired, which was much later than I'm normally up. But anyway, and y'all, a lot of results hadn't at least locally. They hadn't made y'all. There was one polling place here in town that y'all, they didn't have enough volunteers to check people in and things like that. Y'all, there was a 3.5 hour wait at 9:30 p.m. in the evening. The last people that were in line got to go through the cast their ballots. And y'all, I do like that if you're in line at 7 p.m. in the evening, that you still get to cast your ballot. I think that's only fair. Y'all, Granny like I told you, Granny did indeed vote yesterday, and so he was all excited about that. Y'all got up on hump day morning. Y'all woke up at 6:15 a.m. in the morning, and I said, no, and y'all rolled right back over about 8:45 a.m. in the morning, got up out of the love chamber. Y'all, I had my brufkas, and I had my coffee, and watched the national news that I record every morning, and y'all, then I went on my long nipple walk around the circle. y'all, it was a lovelier, a much lovelier day today. It was overcast, and we're only in the mid-70s on hump day. Y'all came back, got my sure, and y'all, then I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Freddy! Hear that? Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it. Y'all, as I do on hump days whenever I can, went to the Von's East. Y'all, I got me a couple of boxes of the Jiffy Cone muffin mix to make some cone bread. You'll understand why in a little while. Y'all, I got me a Caesar solid kit. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the good Asian sesame solid kits, 3 for $10. So I picked up 3 of those. Got a half dozen of large eggs. Y'all, they had the McCormick spices. They had all the McCormick spices on sale for 50% off, y'all. And you know, spices are expensive. And y'all, I make my little ham biscuits, and I need poppy seeds. I need poppy seeds for those. So y'all, I got me a jar of poppy seeds for 50% off. Y'all, I needed coffee filters. Y'all, I got me a Butterball herb a flavored turkey bazoom. It was in boneless turkey bazoom. It was it was on sale, and y'all, the lady rang it up twice by mistake, and so then we had to get the supervisor over to say no. Y'all, that's all I got, cause you know, I'm heading to Atlanta next week, and you know, I've got the big reunion this weekend, so a lot of my meals are taken care of and all. With that, y'all, I only spent $30.62, but I did save $10.74. Yes, Big Freddy, and you got that cone muffin mix so you can make dressing for your turkey. That's correct. Yes, Big Freddy!
You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Okay, I totally just caught this on Bob and Cherry. I don't typically listen to the moron of the day or the morons in the news, because I use that 10 minutes to quickly listen to the Fart Pants show. So here it is. This is hilarious. And basically, Fart Pants, this is you. I know it.
Shame, shame. Today's moron of the day looks like something out of a nightmare. A team of divers in South Carolina dove up to 90 feet into raw sewage in the Charleston area to unblock the pipes, which were blocked by a giant, hairy fatberg. The fatberg consisted mostly of thousands of baby wipes, a baseball, a large piece of metal, and of course, tons and tons and tons of fat. And we have have a picture of it for you?
I don't know how they do it. Oh, my word.
I just want to say, to that team of divers, I know that you grew up thinking that, I don't know, it was National Geographic or Jacques Cousteau or something.
Yep.
You did not think that you were going to dive into a sewer to haul out a giant hairy fat bird.
You know what? You're exactly right. As young people, they dreamt of being scuba divers off the coast of Australia in the Great Barrier Reef.
They thought they were diving for sunken treasure.
Yeah.
Instead, they were diving for a fat bird. Text the word moron to 888-262-7437. We'll send it right to your phone.
The police in Volusia County, Florida, ran a sting operation just a few days ago where they caught 7 men.
There you have it. A fat bird. How far do you really need to get another job?
Yeah, gussy y'all. That, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Y'all, by the way, Miss Bacon, y'all, she's in the Crema spirit. Oh, Big Fatty, speaking of the Crema spirit.
Big Fatty, just curious, have you sent his Crema card yet?
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Oh, poor guy. Miss Bacon, Miss Bacon is in the Crema spirit because y'all is snowing. Yesterday it was 85 degrees here in Charleston, and it was snowing in Niedrabah. Big Fatty, that's Aberdeen spelled back. No, Aberdeen is Niedrabah spelled backwards. It's true. You know, it's been so long since we've heard from Miss Patty Bacon. It's hard to keep that straight. Yes, Big Fatty, but Miss Bacon, I think, and help me here put these pieces to this puzzle together. Y'all, they've discovered this hairy fat blob, and y'all, soon thereafter, Granny decided that she was going to be getting a toupee. Big Fatty Funk!
Big Fatty, this is Scotty, Ozzy Butler. And I'm calling you on my new iPhone X Reject, blood red color. How's the quality? Is it amazing? Or are the trucks driving around me? And the alarm going off in the driveway, really annoying. Anyway, I was just listening to your show number 2804, and well, you talked about going back to the coal mine, and I thought, do you think there's somewhere in the coal mine, someone doing a podcast? And that very next day, they were recording their little show, and they made a comment about the skull coming back after he'd retired a few months ago. Oh, now that's just nasty.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is the little Ozzy Battler, or Snotty Scotty, as Miss Bacon calls him. And Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to get a call from the future, and... Scotty, congratulations on your new
cellular telephonic device.
Dr. Stone, or as you call him, Ms. Wes, followed in your footsteps, except instead of getting the blood red, he got the racist white. Colored
iPhone.
Anyway, but I think it sounded just lovely. And as far as I'm sure they probably played the skull music as I left. Or they played something even probably that baby elephant walk. Oh dear Gussie. Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, I didn't get around to tell you about my reunion, but y'all, I've got it right here. I'll tell you about it on tomorrow's little show. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I've been told that to expect a package later today, so maybe we'll open it on tomorrow's little show. Big Fatty, that'd be lovely. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the... And Taffy Carlisle Huffington, when you heard about the big wad of fat and hair in the pipes, what did you think?
That is what I want to see.
Oh, well, I understand that Granny's toupee hasn't arrived quite yet.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.